On the second day of his visit to Tehran, Fahad Jassim al-Furaij met with his Iranian counterpart, Brigadier General Hossein Dehghan, at Iran's Ministry of Defense. The two sides discussed ways of resolving the humanitarian crisis in Syria and restoring security in the country. Furaij hailed Iran's sustained support for his country and said that the two nations will continue their joint campaign to root out terrorism in the region.
Damascus and Tehran continue to fight against terrorism, and this campaign is not limited within Syrian borders, but we are ready to fight terrorism in other parts of the region as well.
Syria has been grappling with crisis since early 2011. Reports show that the violence fueled by Takfiri terrorists has claimed the lives of more than 200,000 people in the country. An estimated 9 million people have been displaced as a result of the conflict. The Syrian defense minister blamed the situation on external forces.
Terrorist groups backed by a number of Western and regional states are killing our people and wreaking havoc on our country. And now that the situation is worsening, we need Iran's support more than before to analyze different dimensions of the situation and to finally put an end to the crisis.
Iran's defense minister, Brigadier General Hossein Dehghan, for his part, praised the Syrian people for their resistance against the terrorists. He said the emergence of the Takfiri ideology is a joint U.S.-Israeli strategy to weaken the axis of resistance in the region, sow divisions among Muslim countries, and ultimately gain full control of the region. He said the Islamic Republic of Iran will spare no effort to combat the roots of instability in the Middle East.
As a powerful and independent country, Iran is highly concerned about the humanitarian situation in Syria and other countries. We do whatever it takes to confront any destabilizing factors such as the Zionist activities to maintain security and stability in the region.
Dehghan reiterated Iran's readiness to fully support Syria and its battle against terrorism. He also slammed foreign intervention in Syria and stressed that national dialogue is the only way out of the crisis in the Arab country. Yusuf Jalali, Press TV, Tehran.